Hi, this is Rob Levin, and you're listening to the world's greatest marketing radio show. Today's show is going to be interesting. They're all interesting, aren't they? Well, if you're listening, you probably think so anyway. All right, so what we're going to talk about today is the nature of marketing here in the 21st century, the second decade, a few years in, years of economic turmoil, years of high competition between businesses, years of technological just evolution, revolution. What's going on? How do you keep your business active and successful in this environment? So we're going to start by talking about buggy whips. Now, depending on your age, you've probably heard the old routine, oh my God, that business is so out of sync or so old-fashioned, it's like a buggy whip factory after the car was invented. Well, what's interesting is that that term, buggy whip, is so old at this point, a lot of people don't actually know what the hell that means. It's like a buggy whip. What's a buggy? Is it some kind of insect? I have no idea. And the point is that the ground sometimes changes underneath your feet so quickly, or not necessarily quickly, but so silently that you don't realize that things have changed. And I'm going to use as an example another buggy whip type item, and that is the telephone directory, or the yellow pages, which might be a trademark, so I don't mean to necessarily infer anything about any particular publication, just the common usage. It's the printed directory of telephone numbers that people use to find businesses or services. Now, to probably half of you out there, you're like, what the hell is Rob talking about? I know what the heck a telephone directory is. But probably close to half of people are like, I've heard of those. And here's the question I have for you. Do you know where your telephone directory is? Do you even have one in the house? Well, it's an interesting point. 10 years ago, the telephone directory was still pretty much the way that a huge percentage of people would find a product or service. 15 years ago, they owned the entire business. The internet was like a toy or a novelty. Everybody said, hey, you got a website? Yeah, I got a website. Great. What are you doing with it? I have no idea. Well, how many businesses today have websites as a vanity sort of project or a badge of like, hey, I'm with it. I'm hip. I'm groovy. That's right. Not too many. Well, telephone directories have lost more than 90% of their users in the last 10 years. That's right, more than 90%. In fact, if you're spending any kind of significant money for a telephone directory advertisement, you might want to consider moving that into something a little more effective. Now, that's not to say that they don't have their place, but if you do advertise in the Yellow Pages, you've probably noticed that your friendly Yellow Page salesperson is offering you larger ads or discount rates and on and on. So, telephone directories are an example of a business model that sort of changed, not overnight, but quietly. And the question becomes, what do you do about that? In fact, if you look at every type of traditional marketing and advertising, and that would include direct mail, that would include radio advertising, television advertising, cable advertising, the return on investment for almost all of those has decreased, sometimes dramatically. And what has taken its place? Well, no surprise, you know, because I'm like a broken record. It's the internet. The younger your target customer market skews, the more likely that your customers are using the internet to look for products and services. And even more to the point, across the age spectrum, there's a transition now from using a laptop or a desktop computer to using a tablet or a mobile device, a smartphone, if you will. And that has also had a huge impact on what's happening with the idea of marketing these days. So let's talk about websites, and let's talk about what you can and should be doing. Obviously, depending on your business, an internet presence is going to have a different function to some degree. if you, for instance, run a traditional manufacturing business, let's say a product or service like possibly surge protectors or cabinets or or anything that is a mass market item, might be available in retail stores, might be available on a large online sales site such as Amazon, you're going to have a certain kind of marketing challenge. For one thing, your customers are probably not going to be local, and that becomes very difficult to manage when you are building a web presence. Obviously, the more you can localize your product or service for potential customers, the more likely you're going to be able to get your website to rank high in search engine results. The famous term localization. Website localization is really a side effect of the approach that the search engines are using to deliver good results to people who are using their services. Let's talk about that for a second. Google and Bing and other search entities and local review sites and whatever, what they're trying to do is to gain and maintain users, because without users, you don't have a potential customer base. And the way they do that is by striving to deliver the best, you know, most accurate results for the search terms that people enter when they're looking for information. So one of the things that Google has, and I use Google because, you know, Google pretty much owns about 80% of the market. But when you say Google, you really mean any search entity. So anyway, Google is looking to keep its users satisfied. And one of the things they realized is that for the vast majority of searches, people are looking for a product or service that's available to them locally. It makes a lot of sense. Partly because I mentioned Amazon, if people are looking for something that they're going to order online, they probably already know most of the places where they can get those products or services, but generally services are more localized. So Google has made a very, very strong push towards delivering accurate local results. And that has hurt the ability of more broad based and national companies to rank successfully. On the other hand, large companies tend to have large budgets and they can afford to do a lot of things that smaller businesses can't do. So let's check that off on our list, localization. If your website is not properly localized, you're probably losing a lot of traffic to competitors or simply just not attracting the visitors that you're looking for. What else are we going to talk about in regards to that? Well, localization is a big part of SEO, search engine optimization. And the idea of search engine optimization fundamentally is to make sure that your site and also the elements of your company that exist online off of your site are as well-developed as possible to get higher rankings and search results for the terms that people are most likely to type into their browser when they're looking for a product or service. So let's think about that for a second. Now, I say terms that people type in. The common phrase for that is a keyword, but it's a word that's kind of misunderstood. So let's take a second to talk about that. Keywords are, as I mentioned, the phrases that people type in or speak in, as the case may be, into their browser or whatever application they're using to do searching to find a product or service. Now, the first thing to keep in mind, and a lot of people actually don't know this, I find it shocking, but, you know, I can't see the forest for the trees because I'm in the business. A keyword is not a single word. It is a phrase, a group of words that describe what someone's looking for. Okay, I stated the obvious for some of you, but for some of you, it's like, oh, really? Huh? What? I don't know. Okay, what day is it? I have no idea. All right, that's me, actually. We'll leave it there. Okay, so a keyword phrase is something that someone will type in. And a really good exercise, although it's not that easy to do, is to sit down in front of a computer or with your smartphone or your tablet and try to imagine that you are one of your customers. You don't know your website. You only know that you're looking for whatever the product or service your company offers. How are you going to find your business? Well, first of all, keep in mind, they're not looking for your business if they don't know about you. They want to find out about your business because they're looking for the best product or service that's going to meet their needs. So you could sit there and actually spend a good hour or two even just doing that kind of searching, and there's nothing that will substitute for that sort of experience of understanding what's going on. And once you've put yourself in your potential customer's shoes, you will have an insight that will help you do a lot of the different things you're going to need to do for your website to make it appealing to customers, to both attract them to your website, and then really just as important, to convert anonymous visitors into prospects that you can identify so that you can make an effort to convert them into a customer. So we will be talking more about those steps, but let's just look at them kind of broadly overall. So let's continue with talking about search engine optimization. You do on-site optimization, and this involves not only coming up with keywords or good search terms, but also making sure the content of your site supports those search terms so that the search engines want to list your company higher in the search engine result rankings. One way to do that is to make sure that you have good content, content that's original, content that's on the subject of what your business or service is. We call that authoritative content, that is fresh, you know, up to date. That's important. And those are some of the key things that you need to have. There's also some very specific mechanical, you might call them, elements that can improve your SEO results on site. We talked about localization, and localization, there's some on-site elements, but also there's a lot of off-site development that you do there. And that kind of shades into things like social media and local search sites, things that you definitely will want to look into. I touched on a little bit earlier the increasing use of mobile devices. So you want to make sure your website is mobile friendly. You want your site to be welcoming to visitors no matter what avenue or what vector that they arrive in. So that's important as well. And then you want to also talk about things like, dare I say it, external linking. Now, external linking in theory is something that happens organically. Your site becomes popular because your business or service is successful, and that allows people to kind of have a sense that you belong where you seem to be. You're, you know, a viable, successful, popular business that other people link to. But that's kind of a very that's kind of a story into itself. There was a lot of cheating, you might call it. They call it gray hat or black hat SEO. That caused a lot of trouble. It helped some businesses, some say unethically, and Google kind of brought the hammer down on those kind of practices. And so it's really something that kind of deserves its own show, really. We'll talk about that on a future show. So what can you do now? Well, all right, I think I've said the most important thing, and that is to just take a look, put on that I am a customer hat, and see where your business really sits on the internet. And then you're going to have to decide what percentage of your marketing budget is going to go to online marketing. The return on investment is quite high compared to just about any traditional marketing. We here at Imprinzic are more than happy to talk to you about it and give you our take. There's a lot of services that are out there aside from ours. We think ours is the best. If we didn't, well, then we'd have some kind of problem, wouldn't we? Who doesn't think their business is the best? But we work hard at it. So we invite you to contact us. And if not, keep listening to the show. Check out Matt Steffen's blog on Imprinzic.com, full of other great information. And I guess that'll do it for this week. We'll be talking to you soon. See you next week, and looking forward to it. Take care.